Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
When you're on the go and it's time to refresh your energy, grab an ice-cold Celsius, where zero sugar, seven essential vitamins, and proven ingredients meets pure refreshment. Unlike traditional energy drinks, each sip of Celsius is a perfect balance of flavor and function. So whether you're hitting the gym, the office, or your next adventure, grab a Celsius at your local retailer or visit Celsius.com to learn more.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie is just back from Utah in the United States. Well, I don't think that many people think of Utah as a holiday destination. What brought you there?
To be honest, I've actually always wanted to go. The Canyonlands and the national parks was kind of on my bucket list for a while. I suppose I see lots of videos and being in travel so long, it was always there, but it was always kind of hard to get to. And I think that's probably why a lot of Irish people don't go. You'd have to fly via somewhere to Salt Lake City and down. And then Aer Lingus announced direct flights to Vegas last year, and I literally... the day they announced them, I booked Easter holidays and I just booked 2 weeks in and out of Vegas. And I said, right, I think this might be the chance to see Utah. And we did a road trip all around and it was fantastic.
So how far out of Vegas is it to get into Utah?
Well, the first stop was Zion National Park, about 2.5 hours away. So we did a full loop basically around the Mighty Five, this five big national parks in Utah that they're famous for. But you could very easily just, you know, combine 3 or 4 nights with Vegas if you didn't want to do the full trip like we did.
Okay, so tell us about the trip. What did you do?
Yeah, Zion National Park was the first stop and probably one of our favourite parks. There's just so much to do there. And we the kids with us really kind of got off and to a great start. We hired e-bikes, cycled this fabulous scenic drive. Well, it's called a scenic drive, but there's no cars on it. It's either hikers or bikes, or there's a shuttle bus that goes along. But it's a really lovely place to cycle. These incredible towering, you know, canyons all around you. Like it's the scenery is stunning everywhere we went in Utah. But you get to the end of the drive and then the canyon narrows to the most narrowest point. And there's a hike there called the Narrows, and it's one of the top things to do in Utah. So it's like a slot canyon that you hike through with waders and boots and all sorts of things through the water. It goes on for about 25 kilometres, but we just went up for an hour and came back. But it's a real kind of fun, unique kind of thing to do. As I said, you're at some stages the water's up past your waist. Other times it's just at your ankles, you know. But it was a kind of a unique thing. And then the next day we drove through Zion, the other side of the park. Again, completely different scenery, kind of orange tones, like strata, like just a completely different landscape, but again, equally just stunningly beautiful. Like, and then we drove from there over to Bryce Canyon, which is just a couple of hours drive from there. So again, that's the kind of, I suppose, Western Utah, if you wanted to just do, you know, a few of the national parks. And Bryce Canyon is, again, completely different. It's where you see those hoodoos. I don't know if listeners know what a hoodoo is, but it's like a tall spike created by erosion, a big tall red rock coming out. And when you're looking at these amphitheatres, like the sheer depth, it's hard to, like, I have videos on Instagram, and but it's hard to actually to describe it because it's just so vast. I mean, Utah is nearly 3 times bigger than Ireland, you know, like everywhere you look is just vast, you know. But standing on the rim of the amphitheatre looking out, it's like, honest to God, it's mind-blowing.
Okay, and then you can go on to Moab, is it?
Yeah, we drove then across one of the best drives in the US, scenic drives, the Byway 12, over through another national park, Capitol Reef, into Moab. And Moab is the opposite side. It's east Utah, but it's a great spot because you've got Arches National Park there, you've got Canyonlands National Park, and you've got like Dead Horse State Point. A lot of people may not know these names that I'm saying, but I if you Google them, you'd know the scenery. You know, the scene in Thelma and Louise where they jump off, where they drive over the cliff, is there, where Tom Cruise hangs from the in Mission Impossible 2, where he's rock climbing. That was filmed there. It's funny when you're actually in these places and you go, oh God, I remember that. And Arches National Park, there's like 20,000 different natural arches in the whole park. It's just, again, a lot of the landscape is kind of feels almost supernatural. You know, you've got these boulders balancing on the top of spires that look like they're going to fall over, and it's everywhere. As I said, it's so different each national park, but they're all equally beautiful.
Did you go rafting on the Colorado River?
We did, and that's the great thing. You know, with kids, obviously, you know, there's only so much sightseeing you can do. You know, you have to have a few activities planned, and that was really nice. In the summer, they're really quite strong rapids, but in our time, they weren't. They were very relaxed, and it was a nice rafting trip, but it was a different experience. It was lovely.
Now, I think you particularly want to talk about Monument Valley in the Navajo Nation.
Yeah, so Monument Valley was probably the biggest surprise for me. I mean, I'd seen the Western movies, John Wayne and all that, and I knew the landscape, but it was really, I wouldn't be a particularly spiritual person, but we got a tour with the Navajo guide, and he brought us to at sunrise, and he brought us to like there was nobody else in the park, or at least where we were. And you know these sunrise spots, you see thousands of people getting pictures. Like, we were the only people there, and he starts playing Last of the Mohicans on a flute, and honestly, like, I still have goosebumps when I think of it. It was one of those, like, I have 35 years on travel, and it was just one of those travel experiences I think I'll never forget. We all kind of were just, wow. It was, plus you're standing looking at this massive, big open plain with this incredible view. The whole, plus you hear stories about the Navajo past, and it was just a really, it was more than a scenic stop. It was just, it was really, really interesting, the whole experience.
Okay, and then what sort of places were you staying when you went there?
It was really mixed. In Bryce Canyon, we stayed in these bubble domes, which kind of looked a bit like Finn Lock, that was the most expensive accommodation of the trip. And to be honest, they were a bit gimmicky. Like, they look amazing and all that, but I don't know if I'd spend the money there again. So we really mixed it up. We had lodges, some like basic lodges. Then we had this gorgeous kind of little house in Moab for 3 nights, which was fab, the nicest place in the Hilton. That was great. So we sort of mixed it up. I booked with a great travel counsellor, Katrina, and she kind of guided us on, you know, on where to stay. And it was just, everything was just right. We just kind of had where we needed to relax and have space, we had it. And where we had quick overnights, we just had basic accommodation.
Okay. So is it expensive, Utah?
Well, I think everywhere in America is expensive now, particularly with the tipping and everything else, but definitely...
Yes, how much do you have to tip these days?
18 to 20. But Utah, I did find, because we were in Boston last year and LA, and I did find it a lot cheaper there. Like, meals were a lot more reasonable, but then again, you're not eating in like really, really high class restaurants and stuff like that. So it was definitely a lot more reasonable than other parts of the US.
Okay. Are they friendly in Utah?
Extremely. Yeah. The people are so nice. Most of them are Mormons. So we had been told like the liquor laws were really strict and you mightn't get alcohol here. And we had none of that. One place we visited, they didn't serve alcohol, but there was no issue. But they are very, very friendly. They're culture, I suppose, being Mormons, there is a huge influence on the culture there. But it's very, very relaxed, very no traffic, amazing place to drive, just a really great place for a road trip. Just get a good car.
Did you go into Salt Lake City at all?
We didn't. We literally just did that loop around. We didn't go up to Salt Lake. So I suppose, it depends. The other thing I should have said at the start is, obviously, it's handy to combine with Vegas, but Denver is the other side, about 3 hours the other side. So you could do Moab, which is Arches National Park, Monument Valley. You could do all of that from the Denver side if you wanted to just the way the Aer Lingus have the flights, it's Vegas. They fly to Vegas from October to April, I think, and then they fly from Denver from April to October. So you could do east or west, or do like us and do the whole thing if you wanted to.
You'd need to give it a couple of weeks nearly though to get the most out of it, which are about 10 days.
Yeah, and if you're a hiker, I mean, it's actually, I don't know, is there anywhere better in the States for hiking? It's absolutely incredible the hikes you can do there. Some of the best hikes in America are in Utah. I think the top 3 out of the top 10 are in Utah. So if you're hiking, you know, you want to allow longer time again. But like we were 10 days and it was perfect. But it, like that, you know, as I said, we weren't doing big hikes or anything like that.
Okay, will you give us a few photos we can put up on the Last Word page as well?
I will, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie.
The Last Word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
When you're on the go and it's time to refresh your energy, grab an ice-cold Celsius, where zero sugar, seven essential vitamins, and proven ingredients meets pure refreshment. Unlike traditional energy drinks, each sip of Celsius is a perfect balance of flavor and function. So whether you're hitting the gym, the office, or your next adventure, grab a Celsius at your local retailer or visit Celsius.com to learn more.